This is Age of Nations EX-103 series commentary for Season 1. Good day, Age of Nations audience members. I'm Daniel Dank Q Quick. I am joined by
Tom Padilla H. Padilla.
So what'd you think of episode 109? But just out of curiosity in general.
I had to go back a couple of episodes and pick up like four of the earlier episodes, like from the beginning and then a couple of later, you know, just to be thrust into the middle of it. Because I kind of was. I kind of only picked it up because I was doing the voicing. And I couldn't quite get what they were talking about. I kind of agree with, who was the last commentator? I think it was in 106, was saying what a good job these guys are doing with almost literally no technology.
Oh, yes. Daniel Rodriguez, who voices Spice and Hugh. Yeah, and very much so, yeah, kind of. Jumping in like episode 107, 108, or 109, like the circumstances, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, because there's all these
follow.
There's all these people, and there's all these, like you're saying, the circumstances. You know, oh, we finally beat them. You're like, okay, who's we? Who's them? And why did they get beaten? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I kind of equate it to Babylon 5, not to necessarily. I don't know if you're a sci-fi fan or watch Babylon 5, but I'm not trying to say that this series is on the same level as a production like that, but in terms of watching it, like the show ran for 5 seasons, and one episode was very much tied to an earlier episode, and I tried watching, I think about mid-season, like 2 or 3, and I was totally lost, and I try as much as possible, since I'm writing a lot of the episodes, or co-writing them, with Gordon Illuminatus Smith and Dark Cloud as well, we try to drop references to past events, but of course you're not, sometimes it's such a vague reference in passing and I don't even think about it until after the fact, but to truly appreciate what's going on, I mean, I think you can enjoy the episode, to any episode to some degree, although some of the earlier episodes are harder to enjoy than others. Being polite, learning curve, but very much so to truly appreciate the story, needing to go back. So I mean, if I would recommend the series to someone, I'd say, yeah, watch like maybe the last 3 to show that this is what it does get to.
Yeah.
Whereas, and then if you're interested in the story, then go back.
But I mean, you know, as a writer, that's one of the things you're stuck in. Do I want a deep, fulfilling, intricate storyline? But then I have to hack it into little pieces and nobody can follow it. Or do I want these little compartmentalized storylines that, you know, it doesn't take anything to get interested in, but there's nothing there. They're literally 15 minutes long and then it's over. Done.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. Where they're kind of self-contained episodes and what happens at the beginning is resolved by their end and everybody's happy.
A bit of Brady Bunch episode.
We walk away. Yeah.
Yes, it's easy to get into, but why get, now you're back to why get into it, because there's nothing there. You got to make a decision and just go with it and say, you know what, that's the story I'm writing, dang it. I don't want to judge this by what it could do. I want to make sure that I look at this with the eye of, you know, you guys literally have no technology. You've got no green screening, you've got no, you know, no nothing. What are you using to edit this thing with, Virtual Dub or something?
What happens is I put the audio track for each episode I put together. So like you would, other voice actors send me the lines and then I piece it together and I add music. All the music is from Rise of Nations and the Thrones and Patriots expansion pack. And with Big Huge's Games approval, we got all that straightened out before I ever started. And I mix that in Audacity. And then what happens is I send that soundtrack to Stan, who directs the show, and he listens to the soundtrack, and he films it, matches up the reading the script and matching the audio to make sure that, you know, when someone's talking, that that's what's happening on screen, either in Rise of Nations or the live actors, which way back in the day stood in front of a green screen and did a whole bunch of funny statements, of which Stan didn't tell them what it was for, actually. I'm not exactly sure how he phrased it, just for something to do, I guess. And Some of the live actors actually do watch the show now, but I think a few have no idea that their face is on the internet and that's what it's for. He originally joked that, well, I was going to tell them, but I was afraid they'd never agree to do it again if they saw it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's a ringing endorsement. Thank you. But he uses Windows Movie Maker. But he has he's been taking a couple of film courses, and I think he's going to be moving to Premiere in the next episode or two. Mm-hmm. And then he does each scene, like whatever his scene is, like 4 or 5 minutes, sends me those clips. I review them, make sure that I'm kind of like quality control, not that there's hardly ever been an issue with that. And then I piece the episode together in Video Edit Magic, which costs like $80. But, again, it was affordable and is easy enough for, you know, me to use. And then I use that to put all the clips together, and it's how I release the AVI and the Windows Media encode.
Guys are doing this because they want to do it, because they like it. Because I know how hard it is to do without tools, and I know how easy it is to do with tools. And nobody would go through this if they didn't want to do it and really feel, you know, I mean, these guys are putting their all into this. You know, no, it doesn't look like Scream or you know, those, you know, even like the Blair Witch, but they don't care. They just want to make it. They just got to get it out.
Exactly. Telling a story the best that we can with what we have at our disposal, but always looking for ways to improve. And I think we've done that since the pilot. I don't know if you've tried to watch the pilot, but...
I don't think I did.
I recommend the day that you have much patience, because not all, but the original version of the pilot had me doing every single voice, first of all.
Oh, there it is.
That changed. Yeah, episode 101, Dawn of Ages. That changed. I had originally recorded with some relatives, additional dialogue, and my audio experience was extremely limited at that point. I didn't know how to get rid of background noise, even though Audacity, relatively easy to do, didn't know, but I was smart, and I thought, I'll bet in a few months I'll know how to do that, so I saved the file, and I thought, I'll revisit this later. That's exactly what I did. I went back, removed the noise, increased the volume, which, try not to increase it too much so we don't get distortion, but, you know, remove some pops and hisses, and it got to a passable level, and so now when you watch it, you're not just listening to me trying to modify my voice about 6 or 7 times, it's more like 4 or 5 times. Progress.
I think I'm going to download that one. I think that one that I had. I saw 4.
A Day in the Country.
Yeah, I saw 4 and 6 and 8. That's what I did. I went back and I got every other one.
Let's see. Episode 105 was First Strike. Episode 106, can't remember the title on that.
Adventures Far Away.
Oh, Adventures Far Away. And what was one away? A Day in the Country?
Not the Best Plans.
Oh, Best Plans. Okay.
Day in the Country.
Is that 107? Which one?
104.
Oh, really? 104? Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, it really is. It's better than my movie. Don't have one. So, by definition. And the creativity. And I see some of the work that's put into synchronizing the in-game actions with the, see, are you recording this part? Because this part should go on the thing.
Actually, yeah, I've been recording. I started recording again when you said I want to say this for the commentary, but I went, oh, I think that's my cue. And then we haven't started the official commentary yet.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. Can we do that then?
Let's yeah, that's
that.
Fine.
As long as we're actually making commentary about the commentary, let's start doing that.
That's right. For commentary on the commentary.
we had to go back. And look at one of your old commentaries, like the first one that has it, and the first one's commentary, and go, mm-hmm. Oh my God, what did we do?
I can't believe I said that. You know, what I was really trying to say. Actually, just before we started, if you want an interesting commentary on the clip that was at the Polycon, like the Polycon greetings, I did the commentary for that one by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I jammed in a lot. Like, I talk non-stop. I think I breathe for about 5 or 6 seconds.
Oh, man.
I thought it was interesting at the time. Essentially, I got to say everything that I thought I wouldn't have the chance to say when I was talking to someone because they'd stop recording the commentary with me because it was kind of boring. I think that's what I tried to do. But Anyway, okay. So I've got 109 called up here, and once you got 109 called up there, I'll do my little countdown. Yep, that's the one. All right. In 3, 2, 1. You know when they on television shows, and you know you get to the end credits, and all of a sudden they like really, really scrunch it on the screen to promo the next one, and I think, man, that's. Of course, I used to love it before I started doing Age of Nations. I never really thought about doing it, but now I think if that was my name scrunched up in the corner, I'd be, you know, I want my 3/4 of a frame, fame, and I'm not getting it.
There's a couple of things I wanted to mention. And then
Reminds me of.
I gotta go. My wife is asking me what I'm doing. Somewhere in the commentary, you'll hear that. Yeah. One of the things I was going to ask
okay.
you, you guys were talking about how to zoom back and zoom in and get facial expressions. And kind of, have you thought about, and I know that the game in and of itself is really frowned upon, but for something like this, it would be just sublime. Sims, or even Sims 2. And you could write, you know, just whatever script you wanted to write, and you don't need actors anymore. Zoom in as much as you want, zoom out as much as you want, do things
true.
To them. And,
yeah, well, one of the reasons it's in Rise of Nations is because it's one of the games that Uphold and covers. Rise of Nations being the one game that we cover that's real-time strategy as opposed to turn-based. I suppose
well,
you could
just,
do a turn-based strategy machinima, but
it.
I thought, I'm not going to touch that. There was, and it's not available anymore, there was a role-playing game, machinima, and it was a RPG really pathetic genre, and there was absolutely no sound, and all of the dialogue was typed on screen. And the guy got through about 21 episodes, and before, like, the site's down. I don't know if it's intentional or what, but in the last few weeks, he was like, okay, I'm not getting a lot of feedback. Like, what's going on here? And, you know, yes, I want to address this concern and that concern and that concern. And then all of a sudden, it was just gone. And I thought, geez, I hope we didn't give up because people were meh, 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 meh. But, like, with Rise of Nations, I mean, it hadn't been tried before, and Machinima, to my knowledge, and it's advertised, it's not the first strategy machinima, because I've read that there are strategy machinimas out there. I just haven't seen any, but I thought, okay, that's fine. But it is the first real-time strategy. I was making the distinguish between, you know, that and turn-based. Real-time strategy machinima series, but also the first machinima in Rise of Nations, and so far the only one. And I guess that kind of became the challenge to see what the game could actually do, being several years old and not being able to zoom in. And when it got to be the complex story that it was, I thought, man, maybe this is not going to make the story as deep, not going to make it run as long, because, I mean, this is supposed to be season 1 of 3. Thank you very much once again for joining for the commentary and for all the extra conversation as well. I appreciate that. That's the one thing we're always trying to get from people is feedback, good or bad, criticism is fine as long as they're constructive, and that's exactly what you've delivered and balanced it with very nice words, kind words. It's nice to hear, because, of course, you know, I hear these things in my head, but it's nice to know,
that's not just my brain telling me these things.
It's somebody else telling me these things.
I want to point out that, I mean, none of the stuff that I said was gratuitous, at least was meant to be gratuitous. I do see a lot of effort in this. I mean, believe me, I do wedding videos. I know how much it takes to go, oh, God, I got to go do that thing. Oh, jeez. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to watch CSI, man. Leave me alone. I do understand what it takes to put any kind of effort into this stuff, because once you start putting effort into it, it just really sucks it up, you know. It's like a sponge, and as soon as anything you put towards it, it'll just suck up whatever available time you have, and it's gone. So I do very much recognize the amount of work and so forth. I'm not being gratuitous in the least. I'm not trying to cover up my bad you sucks with a but you don't suck as bad as you could. Good on you, man, because I do not mean that at all. I am sincere when I say I don't know that I'd have it in me to do all this. This is a lot of work, and you guys are doing a phenomenal job that you've got and with what you've been handed. It really is.
That's great. Thank you. No, that's good to know. And I've actually gotten some, although taking too much of your time, I've actually got some new voice actors coming on. And I think, like, a lot of the voice actors we actually have and a lot of the audience in turn, because the kind of a running joke in my mind is, you know, if you watch the show, you can probably become a voice actor if you want, because there aren't that many, according to our logs, traffic logs. But a lot of the voice actors we're getting are from people who have not heard of Apolton, have not heard of any of the games that we covered, but they found the site simply because, you know, when I post, like, voice actors needed, and that's what they want to do. Like, the guy in the 106 commentary, Daniel Rodriguez, he lives in the United Kingdom, trying to break into voice acting, and he said, looking for something to put on my CV. And I was like, excellent! Like, I didn't even think of that, because Age of Nations is, like, Apolton-associated, Apolton-funded, and very much Apolton-administrated, but the audience is very, very different. All right, thanks again, Tom. You have a good one.
Not a problem. You have a good one.
Copyright 2006, Apolton Civilization site at apolton.net.